You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's another great day right here at Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mind Your Own Business. I am your host, your guide for the next 50 minutes or so. I am Scott Sullivan. Most of you know me as Sales with Sully. I host a show called Mind Your Own Business every week right here. We find entrepreneurs and successful people that bring you these wonderful nuggets of information. They help you to be better at what you do. And this week is absolutely no exception. I have a guest with me that I am so excited to have. She's one of the leading female internet entrepreneurs right now in the entire United States. She is absolutely crushing it. You may have seen her TEDx talk. She's a TEDx speaker. She's an international best-selling author. She has over 200,000 views on her TEDx talk. It's just fantastic. Plus, she's a member of the Forbes Coaches Council. And she's the CEO and founder of her own company, and she does multimedia publishing. And of course, I'm talking about Parul Agrawal. Help, welcome so much for being part of Mind Your Own Business. And how the heck are you today?
Hey, Scott, thank you so much for the lovely introduction. It's a pleasure speaking with you. And so far, so good. You know, it has been a very busy morning, but I'm glad it's almost end of the week. How are you?
Well, we're doing great, and I am so glad too. So I know that we are in the throes of everything that's going on right now in the world between, you know, the pandemic virus that's running around, and on top of that, we have our world, the fabric of our democracy is being tested and pushed and probed on into all these different directions. So first, before we get started, you know, reassure us, you and your family, everybody's safe and healthy and everybody's good. Are you being influenced or affected by this, by any of these events that are happening in the world today?
So far so good. Thank God. I try to look at everything from a very positive and a spiritual point of view. So rather than, you know, getting into the negative and what's going on in the world, I look at it from a very different angle. And most of the time we try to stay home and not get into the madness, because stay away from the news and just, you know, be in a very, I would say, a different mindset and not really get into the fear mode. And that has really helped me and my family stay positive and healthy throughout.
Well, that's great. I am glad that you are. And I agree. I've had several guests recently that are saying that through all of this, we really, truly, truly believe, and I'm a firm believer of this, that coming through this on the other side, that we are going to see a fundamental change. We're going to see people. I believe we're going to be nicer to each other. I believe we're going to, I want to believe that humanity has that softer, gentler side, and that we're going to come out of this and be a better population. I think we'll be, you know, I think some of the stresses and strifes of the different events that are happening in the world today will actually create a kinder, gentler America is what I'm hoping. That's so. I'm with you there. I'm with you 100%, and I agree. But most importantly, we're glad that your family is healthy and safe, and that we're ready to go. So we want to talk about today. For those of you that don't know Parul, you need to know her. You need to get to know her as soon as possible. But the reason why I wanted you on our show so just, I've been so hounding you to try and get you on the show is simply because there are so many people that are kind of in this mode right now, having been locked in at home and all the things that are going on. You help people go from, oh, I've got these great ideas, to getting them to, you know, a book, to actually helping them get the book published, and then helping them market the book and get it in the right place, get it positioned correctly in the marketplace. And then you've already mentioned it once, and that is making sure they have the right mindset to actually be successful with their book. And I am, there are so many of my guests and so many of my listeners that say, oh, I think I have a book in me. And you are the person that can help them get there. And I'm so excited to talk about that today.
Thank you so much, Scott. Yes, I have helped. By this year end, I would have helped around 400, you know, authors write, publish, and market their books.
Wow.
And I just started in this journey myself because I come from a different background. I come from a highly technical background. I'm a material scientist and an electrical engineer. So I come from a extremely technical background. The corporate life was not so exciting for me ever, essentially. So I took a detour. I entered into holistic nutrition. Just because I thought, you know, health is the most important thing, and I wanted to like really understand how our body works, how our health works. But at the same time, because I come from a very student kind of a mindset, and I wanted to really learn, you know, how things work. So I became a holistic nutritionist, holistic health coach, a personal trainer. And this journey into publishing started because I wanted to publish my book. I wanted my message to reach more and more people. And I wanted to do it correctly. So I again started studying about how the publishing world works. And as they say, the rest is history. So within 4 years, I have a considerable platform to help other people also share their message.
Well, that is fantastic. So as you know, here on Mind Your Own Business, we always talk about the origin story. So you've already touched on it. So let's unpack a little bit of that. For those of you that can't tell from the accent, you were born in India. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you were born in India, and you know, somewhere along the way, you decided to be an electrical engineer. Now, this is where my brain is not being able to wrap around this, Parul. So you're going to have to help me. So you decide to be an electrical engineer, and then you get all the way through university. You get your degrees. You hold two master's degrees, from what I understand. But you've decided to be an electrical engineer, and then at some point in your life, and I want to talk about that pivotal moment, you decide, no, I really don't need to be an engineer. I need to be an entrepreneur. How does both sides of that brain fit inside your head? I mean, how does one go from the totally, I mean, you just mentioned it, the technical, you know, depth of being an electrical engineer to, oh, no, I need to be an entrepreneur. Now, so how does that dichotomy fit inside your brain?
That's a very good question, and absolutely, you know, it was not an easy decision. The reason I became an engineer is I grew up in this small town in India, which houses the very first engineering college in the country. So everybody in my town is an engineer, essentially. Right?
Okay, well, that okay. Now that makes more sense because it was the path of least resistance. It sounds like okay. I got it. Sort of like
I didn't go to that engineering college, but you know, there was nothing really more to do rather than becoming an engineer because I had grown up with engineers. Everybody in my family is one, and I'm like, okay, you know. While I was growing up, I mean, back in 90s, I would say, in India, things have changed now. But back then, either you are a doctor or an engineer. There was no third option or a third degree. So I'm like, okay, you know, medicine, I cannot even pronounce those difficult words, and who is going to memorize all that? So why not do the engineering field? And it seems more apt to me because coming from a family and a town of engineers. So I ended up becoming an engineer. And then the natural progression was, so my engineering degree was in India, and then I came down to US after I got married. And the natural progression was to pursue my higher degrees. And so I ended up doing one master's degree and enrolled in the PhD program. Somewhere down the line, the PhD program didn't work because the group I was working in moved to a different town, and I'm like, okay, I was already married. I just couldn't move to a different town to finish my PhD degree. So I decided, rather than dropping out after spending 2 years into the PhD program, why don't I drop down? So that's how I ended up doing 2 master's degrees in engineering instead of one. And then obviously, again, the natural progression was to get into a corporate career, which obviously I was doing very well at. So while I was in this job, I would look at the women and the other people who were also in the corporate. And I would like, this is not the life I would want for myself 10 years or even, you know, 5 years from now. And I come from an entrepreneurial background. So everybody in my family has their own business. So that entrepreneurial instinct was always there in me, in my DNA, so to speak. And I'm like, you know, somehow I could never see myself taking instructions from a boss. Also, you know, pursuing like a 9-to-5 kind of a job. While at the same time, you know, I had gained a lot of weight because I was studying, I was working, I had moved to US, so I was living the new American lifestyle. So a lot of things happened at the same time, like, you know, okay, I need to first and foremost take care of my health, need to look good again, need to feel better again. And once I started pursuing my holistic nutrition, I realized, you know, how passionate about I was about this field, about the field of nutrition. Now, engineering and everything, that was just sort of a laid out plan, right? I never got time to think much. But once I entered into the field of nutrition, I realized I don't get bored reading nutritional research, whereas engineering papers were not that exciting. So I thought, okay, you know, this is the field I would pursue. And also I realized I could make a difference in people's lives, in their health. So I decided to drop out of my corporate career and follow my own path and destiny into the world of holistic health and nutrition. So that is how I started into the entrepreneurial world, so to speak, coming from an engineering background.
That is just absolutely fantastic, first of all. And I now it makes more sense because you did have, you know, that entrepreneurial, you know, family, and that although the entire family is engineers, it was sort of like you've just got to do that because that's what you do as a family. And then on top of that, then you build. But so your first book, you know, Juicing for Healthier Families, that came out of your passion for, you know, making your family healthier, for making you healthier. I mean, that is still an amazing, so that transformation. So not only did you, you know, or were you a, you know, student and learning how the publishing the world works and figure that out, but at the same time, you were also, you know, becoming a best-selling author and having this tremendous amount of success in this world of holistic nutrition. And then this is what just totally, absolutely just blows me away. And that is you had to immerse yourself into understanding how to be successful as a publisher, as a author, how to market your book. And then you became so good at it, you decided there were other people that needed this, and you have 400 authors that you helped get through that same process you did. So you are the true definition of an entrepreneur. You lived through the process, said, I can make that better, and I can do better than what the industry offers, and I can make an impact. So then you just created a company, multimedia publishing, that actually makes it easier and better for new authors coming on board. So you are the true definition of an entrepreneur. That is so fantastic. I love where you're going with that.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. So as I mentioned, you know, so I started this holistic nutrition, and then I started giving these workshops throughout the valley. And at the same time, I had my son. So I wanted to lose the baby weight, but this time I wanted to do it correctly because I was also a nursing mother. And I realized that juicing and smoothies would be the best way, because not only you are getting this nutrition, but at the same time, you are losing the weight the right way and not yo-yo dieting and stuff like that that most of our new moms get into, right? So so when I started juicing, I started blogging about it every day. Somehow, you know, the blog caught the eye of people in Phoenix Recreation Center, Tempe, because I live in Arizona, Phoenix. So, you know, people from different recreational centers started reading the blog, and they invited me to offer workshops and talks to their patrons on juicing. And when I started giving these workshops, the participants of the workshop would ask me if, you know, I had a few more recipes or handouts or material that they could take home after the workshop. And I thought, okay, you know, a lot of people are asking for it. Why don't I write something? So essentially the book, The Juicing for Healthier Families, was supposed to be a short handout that I would give to my participants after the workshop. But once I started writing, I got so involved in it that it ended up becoming a book. And now once I finished writing this book, I asked myself, you know, now what? I mean, did I write the book for 4 of my friends and family members? And the answer was obviously no. And that's when I started learning how I could publish this book. So once I knew like the publishing process, I became a little bit greedy, and I'm like, I published the book, but it doesn't make sense again, because here I am, a newbie, a mom. Yeah, if you look at me, I don't look like a traditional holistic health coach, still battling weight issues and stuff like that. Not a very well-known name in the juicing industry, because even though juicing is very popular, but there are some very, very big names. So how can I even compete with them, right? So I'm like, okay, you know, now they have their own market, but I could have my own market, being the very first few Indian Americans writing a book on juicing. So why not, you know, take it to that next level and try to target that market? So then, you know, luckily my engineering skills came into picture at that point of time. And I learned, you know, how Amazon works, how publishing works. And the book became really popular. It was a bestseller in a lot of categories, in a lot of countries. I also appeared on a lot of podcasts and a TV show here in Arizona. So then people started seeing, like, you know, this lady who has absolutely no background into wellness, you know, she just came into wellness like what, maybe a couple of years back, all of a sudden gained so much, you know, visibility. And here we are, you know, doing the same thing for years, but still lagging. So then they started asking me how I did what I did. And I would just share with them, you know, my strategy, my tools and tricks and tips, the process that I used. And apparently, you know, initially I was helping them pro bono, but one after another, just by replicating the process, people saw the same kind of success that I saw with my book. And that's when I knew, like, you know, this was something I could think about and take it to the next level and actually really help people, you know, share their message and not spend, you know, a fortune on fulfilling their dreams.
Exactly. That's fantastic. So you started then, you know, promoting that to say, look, there are ways that you can do this. You know, as an entrepreneur, you found out that the system, I don't want to say was broken, but the system could definitely be improved upon. And by you working in the system and understanding that from a real time world, I mean, you were actually in it. You were trying to, you know, create this industry of, you know, making sure that you were known in the juicing world, and you're first time author and trying to pull this all through. That's when you realized that, you know, there's a whole lot better ways of doing this. I love that, because you were kicking into that engineering side and linearly thinking across the spectrum of how can I make this better? And now you've built an entire company out of it, the multimedia publishing that you guys are offering. So tell us then about what your company does today. So if I'm a first-time author, or if I think I have a book in me or whatever, what's the, you know, what are the offerings that I can get from you and your team, and what does that look like?
Okay, great question. So, you know, the first, because I'm an author, well, first, and a marketer and a publisher, second, I always feel for the author. So the first thing that we do is we get on a call with the author and try to understand their needs, you know, because not everybody needs everything, right? And everybody has also different budgets that they can use. So one thing that we do for all authors is mostly I get like two kind of people for my company. One is somebody who has already written a book, and they just know that they have to publish it and market it and get it on Amazon. The second kind is, they have a vague idea about what they want to write, but they're not sure what is marketable, what is possible, what is, what will help them right off the bat. So we try to coach them through the idea, streamline their idea. And then once they have streamlined their ideas, I have editors, proofreaders in my team, even ghostwriters who could help them hone that idea and finish their manuscript. So once their manuscript is finished, then obviously the publishing stage comes, and then we go about marketing the book, publishing the book on different platforms. Amazon seems to be the number one choice for most of the authors, but there are other platforms like Ingram Spark, Barnes & Noble also. Ingram Spark is more like a distributor, essentially, like a wholesale distributor to bookstores and stuff. So I always recommend people to have their books on Ingram Spark as well as on Amazon, because Ingram Spark helps with that expanded distribution. So once we are ready with the manuscript, the next step is publishing, making sure that we have the right launch team, the launch network, and, finding out a date for launch of the book. And then using the right kind of strategies to ensure that the book ranks high on Amazon. While we are actually marketing and publishing the book, there are other aspects also that come into play. Some authors are, from the entrepreneurial background. Some authors are writing fiction books, so they just want to share their message. Some authors just want to, write books as a therapeutic way of dealing with certain issues in their own life. Whatever the reason be, every author wants to see sales with their books, right? So we try to help authors build something called as their author platform, which means, these days, creating social media platforms, helping them engage with their readers, engage with their audience even before the book is released, so that they have a following once the book is released, once the book is released, they have a readership essentially. So help them with that, help authors with the PR, again, you know, to increase their visibility of the book. The PR could include like written publications, podcasts, radio interviews, like what we are doing right now, you know, getting them on certain publications and stuff like that. So essentially, you know, as far as publishing and publicity is concerned, we take care of all that, along with, you know, helping the authors on their idea and manuscript if need be.
That's fantastic. Okay. So you can help basically through the entire process. So if one of my listeners is out there right now and you know you've got a book in you, and whether you have put pen to paper and you already have a manuscript, or you have, you know, crafted an idea and you know what it's going to be about, then you can engage with Parul, because what happens is she can help guide you with her and her team through that. You know, if you have the idea, she can hone the idea to a, you know, succinct message that could turn out to be something marketable, and she can give you that insight in advance. If you already have a manuscript, with her team of editors and the people that are on her, in her success team, then they can help you find, you know, the right way to twist and, you know, put it together so that it's very marketable. Then once you are ready, the manuscript is ready, then your team, if I understand correctly, also helps with the publishing. I mean, you actually help with getting it ready to actually be published, and then marketing it after the fact in the right categories, Amazon, wherever it happens to be, Barnes & Noble, any of the other, you know, platforms. And then, you know, actually doing the publicity and basically being a publicist. I mean, you've worn so many hats. I mean, editor, ghostwriter, publisher, you know, publicist. I mean, by the time you're through, you've got, you know, you've touched almost every aspect of the publishing business to help them, you know, achieve their success and turn it either and fulfill whatever goal. Because I remember you saying, you know, if the goal was, you know, for self-actualization and awareness, that's great. It also could be for monetization. It could be a revenue stream. It could be for credibility. There's a lot of different reasons to write a book, and you help work through all of those so that you end up with a successful book launch and a successful, you know, finished product that fulfills the goal you started out with, which is, I mean, that's amazing. It's like one-stop shopping.
That was my goal, intention, essentially, because, again, you know, I'm an author first, right? And I realized, like, what was missing, again, in my promotions, what was missing and what more I could give to my clients while, you know, making sure that the book is receiving the right kind of visibility, right? So I, and God has been very kind, because in the process I met the right kind of people. I take pride in the kind of people I work with. So sometimes, you know, if I work with, let's say, a PR team, and then they are not able to deliver what they promised, then I take it upon me that, you know, I was not able to deliver 100% or more than 100% to my clients, right? So I do that extra step. And over the years, I have built a team of people that I trust, people that really are good at what they are doing, and people who are really trustworthy and honest. So I know if I'm referring my client, you know, if I'm doing a PR for my client, and even if I have to, you know, go with a third party, that client will be happy at the end of the day.
So yeah, exactly.
The idea is to, and that's how, honestly, Scott, I get most of my business. And sometimes I would love to market my business more, but then I'm so busy with serving my clients and just getting business from referrals that I don't really get much time to promote myself.
You know? So, yes. That's the cobbler whose kids don't have good shoes. It's easier to do for others than it is to do for ourselves sometimes. I understand that. Yes.
Exactly. And I'm like, you know, okay, I should be getting, I mean, come on, this podcast, and thanks to you, you have been so persistent. And I'm like, okay, I have to get this done. But then something comes up and something other comes up. So I'm like, you know, today I have to get this done. Come what may. In fact, you know, just filling that form also, I don't know, it took me like 3 or 4 months. And I'm like, what impression am I leaving on Scott that this lady is so, you know, procrastinating on everything? But then I'm like, okay, you know, I have to serve my clients first and then I come later.
Yes. Well, I do appreciate it. And the reason why we have been so persistent is because we get so many calls and so many things in my listenership, and I get so many direct messages and tweets and everything else where people are asking for this type of service. I mean, what you are offering is so amazing. I mean, it is such a breath of fresh air in the marketplace, because what I'm hearing you say, and Parul, this is why this is so intense for me, is that because you've done all the pitfalls, you've built the bridges over all the chasms, because you said it just now, and I don't want to gloss over it. I want to make sure that they understand. If you found a PR firm that didn't do what they said they would do, then you've already lived through that, right? If you're a first-time author and you don't know what you don't know, the problem is you would be, you know, signing up with that same PR firm and have to learn the hard way, and maybe cost you tens of thousands of dollars, maybe cost you the success of your book, because you didn't know that wasn't the right firm for you. Whereas you've already been through that rocky road, you've been through those pitfalls, and you're able to then take a look at that book or that author or that, you know, subject matter and say, well, you know, I've been down this road so many times with 400 other authors that this isn't the best firm for you. I already know that, right? Because I've already been through it. So let me make this recommendation for you, or let me bring another success, a part of my success team in. That's why I was so excited and so persistent, because so many of my listeners and so many of the business owners that I know are all in that same boat. Oh, Scott, I got a book in me. I can make this happen. I can write a book. Great. Once you write a book, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to publish it? How are you going to market it? You know, so now how do our listeners get in touch with you? Let's talk about, you know, how do we engage with Parul Agrawal? How do I, you know, engineer my passion? How do I, you know, tell us how we engage with you, because my listeners are all sitting out there on their edge of their seat right now going, Scott, you got me. I got a book in me. How do I get a hold of Parul?
Before that, you know, not only having the right kind of team, but also sometimes what I did, and I made this mistake, I would hire somebody and pay them, you know, whatever they would ask for. And then I realized, you know, I could have got that job done much cheaper and much better. So with PR, and I was just talking with my team this morning before we had our conversation, with PR, people can ask you any insane number, you know, you want to get into Forbes, pay me $10,000 and I'll get you into Forbes. You want to get into Entrepreneur, pay me, you know, $7,000, I'll get. But that's not the reality. Those are just numbers, you know. I mean, Forbes and Entrepreneur and Inc., they are credible sources as well. So they have their own guidelines, their own, you know, team approving material. So, you know, the first thing, if people are asking you money and they are promising you something, that's a red flag right there, you know. Yep. But you know, new authors, and I know I have made this mistake as well. I mean, I didn't pay $10,000, but, you know, every now and then $500, $1,000, hoping that I would get a feature into a publication or something, and that feature never happened. I lost my money. Or even if that feature happened, it was probably not indexed properly. So it did happen. It was just a screenshot on my social media, but nobody could ever search it in the search engine optimization on Google. So what's the point of spending $1,000 on such kind of a PR? So, you know, that's why I also feel that, you know, we need to be honest and truthful in what we can offer and what we cannot, because at the end of the day, yes, it is not my money, it's my client's money, but they also have worked hard for it, right? And that is where my integrity comes in. And I think that's why, again, coming from that author background, I feel for the authors and I try to make sure that they're getting the best buck for their investment. Of course, we have to pay our employees, we have to pay people we work with, the freelancers we hire for certain jobs, but at the same time, we also ensure that, you know, the author doesn't feel cheated at the end of the day. And that's the biggest dilemma or biggest, you know, drawback in that industry that we have right now. And it's not just into the self-publishing industry, but it's also the same thing in the traditional publishing industry.
You know, exactly. That's great.
I'm trying to like break that. I might be unconventional when I tell people directly, like, hey, we can promise you PR, but we cannot promise you sales. I might be a little bit unconventional in my approach, but I rather be honest and authentic than delivering false dreams and promises to the people who come to me.
Well, and I think that's especially in this day and age, I think that's where we are looking for. I mean, I think the consumers and the people B2B and B2C both are looking for that transparency, that integrity that seems to be missing a lot right now in business, because everybody is, you know, kind of in their own whatever world they are struggling in right now. So let's just step right into it. You have a website, Parul. Yeah. Agrawal, and I'm going to spell that for everybody. So you have a website where you can go to, and it's, of course, www.parul is Parul, and then your last name is Agrawal, parulagrawal.com. That website takes you, if you go to that website, it'll take you to Engineering Your Passion, or she's a publishing expert that shares, you know, the simple strategies for becoming a best-selling author and a public speaker. It's all lined out there. So Parul has everything on her website. If you go to parulagrawal.com, you will find the information that you need in order to, you know, engage. And then there's also, what I love is you can do a free discovery session. All you have to do is click on the link, put in your information, and Parul will get on the phone with you and have a free, you know, consultation. I mean, that's probably what, a 20-30 minute call. What are those usually last, Parul?
Yes, usually 30 minutes, but as you probably know by now that I love chatting, so it can go over also.
Yes, we are both rather chatty. Yes.
I believe that you can never give, some people are like, okay, you know, if I give too much away in the first call itself, I won't have enough to share in the second one. I'm like, you know, there is nothing like giving away too much information. It's just like sharing of knowledge and sharing of information. And the more you share, the more you learn.
Exactly. I agree. So just go to the website. It's the best way to get a hold of Parul. You can send her an email from there. You can fill out her form. The website is absolutely packed with information. You can see her videos there. You can watch her TED talk, her TEDx talk. You can see the information and understand the value that this lady brings to you. The reason why we were so passionate and so excited to have you on the show today is because this fits into so many of my entrepreneurs' lives. My show is listened by thousands of entrepreneurs all over the world every single day. People are downloading and streaming our shows. And almost all of them are entrepreneurs or people that are thinking about getting into the business world. And a lot of them, you know, continuously give me feedback about, you know, I want to write a book. I want to start a podcast. I have a message. I have to get this out of me. I have this message that has to be, you know, given to the world. And whether I put it on the written page or I put it on a, Facebook Live or I stand up in front of an audience, somehow they have to get this out. And I know where they're coming from. I get this cathartic release because I get to do a show every week, but I understand what's going on in their world. So having you as a resource, I encourage everybody that's listening right now, go to Parul Agrawal web.com website and get engaged. You know, get that free discovery session scheduled, get on board and get to know Parul and have her in your phone, because she's going to be a person on your side that is going to make a difference in your life. This is somebody you need to know. You need to know.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for being a guest today. I can't even begin to tell you how wonderful it is. Anything you want to, any parting words you want to, or wisdom you want to lay upon us before we say goodbye and sign off? Is there anything else that you need that we didn't cover that maybe you wanted to mention before we leave?
So I'm on social media like Author Parul. So if it is easier for them to remember, it's Author A-U-T-H-O-R, and Parul is spelled like Paul, but with an R in the center, P-A-R-U-L. And, if you have a message that is waiting to be shared, then do not be worried about what people might think. Do not be worried about, you know, I don't have enough to share. I just have one page or one sheet or, you know, one paragraph. The important thing for you is to get out there and share it. And these days, you know, thanks to the advent of social media, thanks to the advent of self-publishing, it's not very difficult to share your message. And trust me, you always will have people who will resonate with your message. So just go out there and be confident and share it.
That's great advice. That's absolutely great advice. We will put all of the links up on Inspired News Radio. So if you didn't catch any of those, and you just next time you're behind your computer or on your phone, go to inspirednewsradio.com, click on my shows. I'm Scott Sullivan and Sales with Sully and Mind Your Own Business. Just click on Mind Your Own Business and you will see Parul's face, her smiling face right there. Just click on that. And in the show notes, it'll have all of those links. We'll have her Facebook and her Instagram and her Twitter and all of her LinkedIn. Everything's all there. And anytime that you want any additional information or you haven't been able to find something that we've talked about, of course, you can go to inspirednewsradio.com. Just go to our contact us page and there's a form there and say, hey, I was listening to the show with Parul and I didn't get her contact information. We'll email it right over to you with no problem whatsoever. You can find me on all the social media platforms, of course, too. You know how to do it. It's real simple. Wherever you get your podcasts, go to the bottom of that page right now and hit that subscribe button. Leave a review if you want, if you love the show, if you don't like the show, whatever. We love the feedback, but make sure you subscribe. That way you'll know when new episodes come out every week. You'll get an alert on your phone and it'll say, hey, there's a new episode of Mind Your Own Business. You can quickly download it or stream it live and listen to what's going on. I say this every single week and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for being a guest. Parul, you've been fantastic and I could not do what I do without you, the listeners. Thank you so much. Thank you for your engagement. Thank you so much for the messages that you send me, the positive, the negative, the things you love, the things you don't love. It is all important to us. We make this show because of you. If you don't give us the feedback, we have no idea whether or not we're doing a good job. So thank you so much for all of the listeners out there. And like I say every week as we sign off, mind your own business because nobody else is going to.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on inspirednewsradio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs of the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows, too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.